Living with Maida Lee. Living with Maida Lee. Living with Maida Lee. Maida Lee. Living with Maida Lee.
Before we get into this episode, it is literally just a draw of the last, well, the group stages for this World Cup. So it probably is going to be fairly dull. So don't worry about switching this one off and just checking out the groups. But if you want it, we're going to go through the draw.
Gets better.
Hello and welcome to the podcast Living with Maida Lee. This is a TV nostalgia-based podcast. This is Series 7 and we are... Well, I'm Liam, and the co-host Andrew Haig is with me, but we're suited and booted, ready for the World Cup draw of sitcoms.
Yeah, I'm fine, mate. Yeah, so we decided to film this. It might not go on YouTube, depending on how it looks after, but we didn't want any people saying that we've fixed it for our favourite. So just a bit of background into this. We're going to try and find the best UK sitcom of the last 30 years. We've changed a lot around Liam's, but like people's choices that they've sent in. We've put them in like whatever got the most votes and stuff like that. So there's a couple in there that we've not actually seen ourselves. What we're going to do is this is the World Cup draw now. So we're going to put them immediately into groups of four. So I think it's going to be 8 groups of four. So it's 32 sitcoms.
That's right.
Two's going to go through from each group. And then we're going to get to the knockouts at later episodes. We'll describe what we're going to do in later episodes. We're basically going to tackle them round by round. So this, we're not actually going to go into the sitcoms that much. We're just going to do the draw.
We're going to do the draw. We're going to discuss if we get a group of death. You never know, there might be one in there. We're going to, basically, you, the listener, the viewer in this occasion, can decide for us who goes through to the quarterfinals, and we'll then have our input. But it will still be you guys who decide what goes through. So this is, we're not involved in this. You could eliminate our favourites. You could keep all the shite in the list. To be fair, it's a strong list.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rules, if you're looking at it thinking, why did they cut out my choice or why have they not gone for it? Just explain the cutoff. What was the cutoff date that we agreed on?
So if this sitcom was made, if the sitcom you chose were made pre-January the 1st, 1994, it doesn't count. It doesn't matter if they had any other episodes after that. So, for instance, you could have had, I don't know, Red Dwarf, Fools and Horses and stuff like that. But the first episode had to have been released post 31st of December 1993. I've just got a little list here, actually.
The UK that, as well, aren't they, before Chad started telling us what should be in there.
UK sitcoms. I was going to say to you there, I've got a list of all the sitcoms that you sent in that didn't quite make it, and I've not saved it. So it's a good start.
We haven't got the list.
We haven't got the list of that, but thanks for everyone. If yours didn't make it, there would have been a reason, which we probably didn't get enough votes. So
I'm going to share my screen shortly. So I don't know if that means you'll still see us or not. Don't know if it'll elude Andrew in case you're still on camera. But
I like Peter Ebdon. I don't know why he goes.
You do, actually.
Snooker, go on.
I had all sorts of ideas of getting something sorted out that did a really sort of fancy draw from a hat type thing. I hadn't had time. It's ended up very much in the spirit of Living with Maida Lee. It's an Excel sheet and a random.org number generator on top of it. So what I'm going to do is draw initially 1 to 32. That'll give us team 1 in group 1. Then I'm going to draw 1 from 31, which will give us team 2 in group 1. You'll see as we go along if you're watching it. Like I say, if there's any accusations, we've fixed it. This is just to prove these are completely random. That's why you might see the video. But it might make not very much sense, but just know that if you are only listening, there is video proof that exists that
evidence.
This is not fixed.
Yeah. Evidence. I suppose like we could have fixed that. You could be playing a video of the draw that we've already done, but.
But if we aren't even bothered to go to the effort of sorting out the draw properly.
Yeah, that is not happening. But yeah.
And to be quite honest, like we're genuinely, I mean, we both love sitcoms. We try to write a few that people have stitched us up.
Not good enough.
Yeah, not good enough. But we've so we are really intrigued by this. Actually, we obviously we want to get our input. We want to tell you what we think. But we're not going to try and sort of force this down any certain route. We've the only thing I would say is we have ranked these so that if there's ever a dead heat, it's going to go on Twitter votes. It seems To be fair, though, if we only get sort of 10 votes, it could quite easily be dead heat. So make sure you're voting. Make sure you're telling
make sure
your
everyone votes.
To vote.
Yeah. Once this gets out, you're going to have a week to vote for all these. But we'll do that at the end and we'll talk about it.
So should we get into it?
Let's do it.
So first things first, I'm going to share the screen. So for anyone who isn't watching, let me just take you through the list. So, and I've randomised these in no particular order. We have Vicar of Dibley, I'm Alan Partridge, Max and Paddy, Peep Show, Royal Family, Father Ted, The Office, Garth Marenghi, that's Dark Place, Car Share, Outnumbered, Mighty Boosh, Game On, Early Doors, The Thick of It, League of Gentlemen, Extras. Do you want to read the last 16?
Yeah, Life's Too Short, Coupling, Spaced, This Country, IT Crowd, In Between Us, Black Books, Toast of London, Two Pints of Lager. I'm surprised that went in, actually. I thought we weren't having that, but a couple of people did vote. Benidorm, Gavin and Stacey, Not Going Out, Friday Night Dinner, Psychoville, Ghosts, and Phoenix Nights. Like I say, these are not our favourite 32. There's a lot of stuff that we've not... We wanted Operation Good Guys in there, and we wanted... what were the other ones that we wanted? Nathan Barley and stuff, but... People have voted. The public have spoken for the round of 32.
If you've sent us your list of choices, either sort of on a public message or a private one, we have factored them in. So, these are kind of the top voted ones. I mean, I know you've not got any glasses on, which is why you put your head very close when you read. And also why I've never heard anyone pronounce coupling as coupling before. So.
Did I say coupling?
So, right, let's get into it. I'm going to generate. And the way we're doing it, we're not sticking to World Cup format here. So we're not drawing the first team in each group. We're going to draw the four teams that make up group one of the eight groups.
Yeah, and have a little bit of a reflection about it. Yeah.
So, nervous. Group one, let's see who's in it.
Good start. Balls need warming up a bit.
So number 13. So that's Early Doors.
Early Doors, yeah. A lot of people ask for this, actually. One of the most asked for ones, I think, Early Doors, actually, out of all the ones. So we're going to have it anyway, but yeah.
The way I'm going to do this, I'm going to take that out of the list. But then what I need to do is delete.
This is ridiculous.
Hold on, let me just remind myself. So number 13 goes back in instead of number 32. And now I'm going to draw from 31.
Right.
And that's the easiest way I could think to do it. So this time, the max... Oh, this mouse is terrible. So the max now is 31, so we go again. So team two is number 18, which is coupling.
Coupling, right. So group one, Early Doors and coupling. Two go through from each group. I'm just writing them down in case we forget them.
So now number 31 is replaced by number 18, which has come out. So we generate again. I won't explain that every time.
Yep.
Sorry, that's from 30, so it's already gone wrong. So the next number is number 14, which is the Thick of It.
Thick of It in Early Doors. That'll be a tough game, that, to be fair. The Thick of It. Early Doors, coupling, and Thick of It. You can see the coupling writers and stuff are in the audience like, grimacing to each other.
Yeah, where they kind of grab each other by the shoulder, waiting to see who else is coming in. Like,
sometimes they do like a smile, don't they? Like when they like sort of, you know, if it's a bad draw, when they'll be like, "I knew we'd get these."
So, final one, we've got number 11, which is the Mighty Boosh.
That is a really tough group, that actually.
So that's... just read us out that group then.
So Group A, Early Doors, Coupling, Thick of It, and Mighty Boosh. I thought Thick of It, Early Doors, and Mighty Boosh would definitely get to the last 16. One of them's not going to make it. I think that's a really, really strong group, that, actually.
Well, two of them, because there's only two go through, isn't there? Oh, sorry, did you say you thought three of them would be last 16?
Yeah, I thought three of them would go through, and I think I can't see Coupling making it. We might be surprised, but Early Doors, Thick of It, and Mighty Boosh. Mighty Boosh and Thick of It, you know, been going for four series, I think they had. I think Early Doors were only a couple, but yeah, all those ones mentioned there in Group A are ones that we have had sent in multiple times from other people as well, so...
Yeah, and a big mix there, because Mighty Boosh, Coupling, Thick of It, big mix, very, very different styles, so I don't know if that'll play into it. It would be interesting.
And what we're going to do, by the way, is Group A now, so we'll do it as in a World Cup, so when you start voting, whoever wins the vote will play second place in this group here, Group B, and we'll do it like that. If you've ever seen a World Cup, you know it works.
You know it. Right. Group B. First team. It's number 20, and it's This Country.
This Country, I've never seen this, but what we've said is if it gets through to the final rounds where we have to, because when it gets to the next rounds, we're going to analyse them a bit more. The further they get, the more analysis we'll do on them and more facts and trivia and clips and stuff. I've never seen this, so if it gets through, I will watch the series before we do it.
Yeah, and that stands for both of us. There's one or two in here that I've not seen. Yeah. I have seen that, so I'm aware of it. But again, we might even refresh ourselves a little bit, even if we have seen it, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, Team 2 in Group B. Fucking thing. Is number 6, and that's Father Ted.
Father Ted, that's a strong contender for a winner for me. Just beat it, actually. 1994 that started, so it just beat the cut-off point.
And obviously, if you're watching, this will make more sense. But Team 6 could come out again. Just the ball 6 hasn't gone. We reset the balls each time and strip them down. So
just before you start with Father Tex, people might say, hang on, it's Irish. It is, but it was made by a UK company. So we've put it in there.
Was it Hat-Trick? Who did it?
Hat-Trick Productions, yeah.
Right. So next team. Oh, fucking thing. Number 10, so that's Outnumbered.
Outnumbered, yeah. This was something that I watched quite a lot when it were out. I'm not sort of get it on DVD or anything, but yeah, I think it's I like it. I think it was a no-brainer to have it in here.
Next team, this is Team 3, I believe, is it?
No, 4. This is the final.
Oh, just the final two?
Yeah.
Oh, so the final one, oh, it's a strong one. It's the Royal Family.
So what we've got there is This Country, Father Ted, Outnumbered, and the Royal Family. I think the book is that our Father Ted and Royal Family going through, but like I say, This Country in particular got a few votes to be in it, otherwise it probably wouldn't have been. So
I once tried to get you to watch that when you came here and you weren't bothered, were you?
I'll watch it. I will watch them though if it gets through. If it doesn't, it can go and suck a lemon for me. Group C.
Number 13. That is Phoenix Knights.
Oh, that's a big hitter. That is a big hitter. Phoenix Knights, a definite contender for the winner, I think. There, a few experts might have had that, you know, as one of the favourites, I think.
Next team is number 1, Vicar of Dibley.
Vicar of Dibley. I have seen it, obviously, but I'm not a... You know, I'll have to watch it back if it gets through, but it's another one that people have suggested and massive hit in its day.
Yeah, I like a bit of Vicar of Dibley. Next one, number 5, which is 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
This, I was so amazed that people, because obviously it's critically savaged. But we had enough votes for it to warrant it being in above certain other things. So,
yeah. Do you remember what was it we watched? Where who was it was talking about it? Was it Alice Cooper or no?
Oh, Gene Simmons when he said he likes 2 pints of lager and a packet of crepes.
Yeah, I love it, yeah. Man. I love 2 pints of lager and a packet of crepes.
Fucking packet of crepes.
Number 4, which is Peep Show.
So big hitters there, Phoenix Knights and Peep Show. I think they'll be fairly happy with that. I think Vicar of Dibley's got a chance. That's like a bit of an outsider, but I fancy Phoenix Knights and Peep Show to romp that group, to be fair. It'd be interesting to see who finishes first, actually.
So just recap me on that one then. So those 4 are...
Phoenix Knights, Vicar of Dibley, 2 pints of lager and Peep Show.
Okay, yeah, another strong group, I think, that one.
Yeah.
Right, so...
D.
First team, first sitcom, number 11, Friday Night Dinner.
Friday Night Dinner is something I've never seen. I've heard it's brilliant, to be honest. I should probably watch it, and I will if it gets through. Whoever's in this group, by the way, is likely to have a massively hard game in the last 32, so the last 16. So,
yeah, no, that's a good point. 19. Number 10, so that is Benidorm.
Benidorm, another one I've not seen much, actually, but really critically acclaimed. And again, people have asked for it, and that's why it's in there. I think someone will be happy with this group so far. Although Friday Night Dinner is, you know, very well liked by people.
Yeah, not something either of us has really got into, but no. gets through, then we certainly will watch a few episodes to make sure we're aware of it. Right, number first team. Sorry, where are we now? This is
third in Group D.
Third team, Group D, and that's number three, which is Max and Paddy.
Max and Paddy. I think this is a wide open group. There's a lot of outsiders in there. Never really got. There's some good bits in Max and Paddy. Again, it's another one that we've got in there mainly. I don't think either of us have had it in our 32, but happy to go back.
Oh, no, no, I would have actually.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I think there's some, I don't think it's all brilliant, but I think when there's some moments that are great, but next one.
This is the final.
Number three, which is Ghosts.
That is the last one we picked, by the way. We've got a lot of suggestions for Ghosts in the final few days. It's the last one to make the list. It was number 32. I think it edged out Plebs, didn't it, in terms of votes, I think.
Because I kind of wanted Plebs in there. But yeah, we went on the numbers.
Dinner Ladies
got edged out as well, didn't it?
Yeah. So that group, Friday Night Dinner, Benidorm, Max and Paddy, and Ghosts, that is wide open. That could go either way, that.
So we're moving to Group E.
Second half of the draw.
Number 11, first team is Not Going Out.
Not Going Out, one of the longest running sitcoms of all time, I would have thought now. Again, not something I'm huge on, but there are some really good moments in it when I have seen it. And again, well liked.
So the second team in that group is number 11, which is Extras.
Extras, Gervais. That's the first we see of Ricky Gervais. He'll be in the audience, probably laughing. I think he'll be happy going up against Lee Mack, I think, there. Ricky?
What have I done there?
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. I think I'm all right.
It's all right.
So it just needs to go to 14.
Yeah,
14. That's right, isn't it?
Yep, 14 left. So joining Not Going Out and Extras is?
13, which is Toast of London.
Toast of London. Some absolutely tremendous moments in that Toast of London. I'm happy that's got a, looking like a, no, I won't say an easy group, but it's got a chance of getting through.
Yeah, that's one of them I weren't sure about, but yeah, possibly as it stands. Let's see who else it's up against, though. So the final team, number three, which is Life's Too Short.
So two Gervaises there. Gervais up against himself. Warwick, don't know where to look in the audience there. That's another tough group. That I fancy Extras and Toast to London, but we'll see.
I don't write off Life's Too Short, I don't think, but...
Yeah, So Group F.
Group F. First team, number six, Gavin and Stacey.
Gavin and Stacey, massive Gavin and Stacey, for better or for worse. Started the career, realistically, of a certain James Corden.
Something's gone wrong here. It can be corrected, don't worry. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So that one should be 12.
12. Do you have a bit of problems in the FIFA draw? No one really knows what they're getting, do they? Even when it's drawn out, so.
Oh, no, there should only be 11 left now, though, shouldn't there?
Yeah, there should only be 11 left.
So who have I still got in there? Oh, Life's Too Short. That's why it's just come out.
Get him out.
So actually, that makes sense now. Yeah, I got confused there. That one should have gone to three. Yeah, we're all good. We're back on track,
yep.
I mean, the main thing is it's random each time. So whatever's left, it's just random out of what's left. Number three, Psychoville.
We weren't sure whether to put this in because we weren't sure if it was a sitcom. It's classed on the BBC as a sitcom. And I think it's brilliant, and I think it should be in there because it is unbelievably funny.
Yeah, it got a few votes, and we think it is a sitcom. So next in the group, number nine, Car Share.
Not really seen much of this, to be honest. I've seen bits of it, and what I've seen I've liked. I've just never got into the full thing. That there's shaping up for a tough one. There's Gavin and Stacey, Psychoville and Car Share.
And joining them in Group F, is that right?
Yep.
Number nine, that I've just deleted.
All
how
right.
many should be left now? Should it be eight?
Should be nine.
All right, so we've just got rid of. So we've got rid of car share. Okay.
I've
so
got it. Yeah,
that one should have gone.
Yeah.
Let's just have a look what number car share was, because that's what spaced needs to become nine. Right, so nine left, is that right?
Yep, nine left, yeah, two more groups.
Number eight, Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Dark Place, so you've got two, so you've got Gavin and Stacey, Psychoville, and Dark Place and Carshare. That's a tough group as well, that, I think, to be fair. Not sure about that one. I think Carshare might get through, maybe Gavin and Stacey, not sure.
So we've got two groups left. Yeah. Anyone watching will be able to see who makes up these groups, because we'll decide one which will dictate the other. But if you're listening along, we'll tell you both.
Group
First of Group G, Game On.
Game On. That one of your favourites, Liam.
Yeah.
Young Samantha Janus appearing.
Yeah, I don't know how big it was, actually. I thought it was great, but I don't know whether it had a massive audience or not, but we'll see. We'll see what people think. Seven. Ooh, The Office. The Office lands.
That is a definite contender for the winner, I think. I think probably our favourite between us. Game On. Yeah, tough draw so far.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to put it up against The Office, but we'll see. Third team in the group is number five, which is The In-Betweeners.
Oh my God, this is a bloody unbelievably hard group now. You've got two massive ones in there, The Office and In-Betweeners. Oof, that, yeah. If we get, there's a couple of more here that if it comes out, I don't know what's going to happen.
So the final one in group G.
Yep.
Number three, The League of Gentlemen.
Wow, right. League of Gentlemen. People will say it's a sketch show. It is a situation comedy set in one particular place with the same characters, and there is a story going through it. So very much like Psychoville, we had it in. That's a tough group, that. Office in between us and League of Gentlemen.
Yeah, really, really strong group. That's probably what you'd be talking about, Game of Death, Group of Death, maybe.
I think that's the Group of Death so far, yeah. So what we got left on Group H, so the final group.
So I've just put the wrong number in there. That should be three. We'll draw them out, even though anybody watching can see what they are, but we'll complete the draw, because that's how it should be done. So the final group is I'm Alan Partridge,
yes. Another real... Ooh, that's good. If the next round, if that gets through, he's got a good round coming up. Go on.
We then have number two, which is the IT Crowd.
The IT Crowd. Obviously, Linehan and Arthur Matthews appeared in Alan Partridge, so mixed loyalties.
We have number one, which is Black Books.
Black Books is in there.
Leaving the final sitcom group to be Spaced.
So that's Spaced, and that concludes the draw. Televised fixtures, you reckon, Liam? Let me have a look at... let me just get your thing off here, because I can't...
So if you could share your screen with the groups in if you want to now. I don't know if...
I can't, because they're on two different pages because of that thing. I'll just read them out, because the people... Anyway, right, Group A. I want your thoughts on this, Liam, as we're going through. So Group A is Early Doors, Coupling, Thick of It, Mighty Boosh.
Sorry, I was going to try and put them into groups on this, but I won't. We'll just discuss them. Do we want to do our predictions? Do we want to sway anyone? I don't know how much we want to go into this. What do you think?
We're not going to try and stay neutral throughout this if we don't swing anyone. I think Early Doors got a really cult fan base. Coupling, I was surprised people asking for that, because we were going to have it in at first and we got rid of it, then people asked for it. Thick of It, a classic, I think, one of the best, you know, it's one of my favourites. And The Mighty Boosh, obviously, another almost beyond cult classic, I think, in it, into genuine classic of fairly modern sitcoms. I think one of those going out is going to be tough. It's going to be tough on them.
Yeah, I don't know where Mighty Boo sits. It's very, very cultish, isn't it? Some are on the list, but that one particularly. So, yeah, I'll be intrigued what kind of voting that gets.
Group B, we've got This Country, Father Ted, Outnumbered, and Royal Family. That looks like a straightforward group to me with Father Ted and Royal Family. But, you know, I've not seen This Country enough of This Country. Outnumbered, I really like, but...
I think not giving any sort of review as such, yeah, I can see why This Country's in the 32, but yeah, I don't think it's necessarily one of the strongest. But again, some of these sort of more slightly obscure ones might do better in the voting. That's what I'm intrigued to see. Will the fan base turn up for the big hitters?
Yeah, you don't know. Group C, Phoenix Knights, Vicar of Dibley, Two Pints Lager and a Packet of Crisps, and Peep Show.
To me, that's... I wouldn't necessarily think it's as clean cut, but I think the public will think that's quite an easy two to choose from that.
I think Vicar of Dibley's probably it is the biggest show out of the lot in terms of viewers, but I think Phoenix Knights and Peep Show has left a bigger legacy, I think it's fair to say, with even younger generations and stuff.
Yeah, it's a good shout though. I don't know whether who knows who's going to vote. If we just get me and you voting, it's just going to be our favourites too anyway. But if anybody else is voting, I'd be intrigued as to whether Vicar of Dibley does it capture more of a bigger fan base, maybe.
I think Two Pints Lager there. They're just happy to be here, though, aren't they, Will Mellor? Just happy to be here, aren't they?
They went through the qualifiers, didn't they? And they played the extra game, they got through.
Group D, This Is Wide Open. Friday Night Dinner, Benidorm, Max and Paddy, and Ghosts. That is
That's one I probably wouldn't like to call, to be quite honest. I've got my two. And my two actually would be quite clear favourites, but I'm not sure that's the way it's going to go, that group.
I think Friday Night Dinner will get through, and I think, like I said, these are not my favourites. I think Max and Paddy might get through that, which,
But, I mean, Benidorm has a huge fan base, and it's been around for a while, so, and if Johnny Vegas gets behind it.
You never know, do you? That's what, yeah. Group E, Not Going Out, Extras, Toast to London, and Life's Too Short.
Tough one for me, that. I'm not kind of any... Again, we're not trying to put our favourites through, but not any that necessarily I really think that one definitely. I think that's closer.
Yeah, I think Extras are probably the favourite, but Toast to London got a cult fan base. Life's Too Short, Not Going Out's massive. Anyway, Group F: Gavin and Stacey, Psychoville, Carshare, and Dark Place.
Yeah, that's another good group. So fairly sort of even in my mind, that group. I know Carshare is loved. I've never really got into it, so if that gets through, I'll have to probably watch a little bit more. I've seen some of the outtakes, which are brilliant, but I can't judge the sitcom on that.
And then we've got This Is the Group of Death. Game On, who unfortunately like the... I want to say they're probably going to be the San Marino, aren't they, this group? Because the other three are The Office, The Inbetweeners, and The League of Gentlemen.
Yeah, I'd love to see Game On compete, at least get in the mix for a bit, maybe put themselves up in and
get
around it. But
percent, yeah, get 1% or whatever. But yeah, that is I think Office and Inbetweeners will get through, but League of Gentlemen, people might not see it as a sitcom. Like I said, that was one of those that we did talk about. Like, can we have it here? But it is a situational comedy, isn't it? And there is a linear story going through it. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're not standalone sketches. They do follow a storyline. So, yeah, it is a sitcom, yeah.
And the final group, I'm Alan Partridge, The IT Crowd, Black Books, and Spaced. That, I think Alan Partridge should walk. He'll be happy with only Partridge, that in crowd, like looking at that, he'll be confident.
He'd be just nodding. I don't think he'd be cheering, but just nodding, just calm.
But the other three have massive fan base. Like, IT Crowd's really well liked. Black Books, obviously, really, really sort of cult viewing again. And Spaced put Simon Pegg on the map, and the other dude, Frost.
Yeah.
Frost.
No, I think I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by all of them, because we could end up, might even be better for us in some ways if our favourites don't go through and we get to try out some new sitcoms. But I'm intrigued. Let's see. So, day groups, they're all eight groups are going to get posted on the Living With Mainly Twitter page.
Yeah.
So, or X as it is now. But yeah. You don't have to follow us to vote, I don't think. So even if you think...
No, you shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I listen to him. I don't want to follow him. Can't think of anything worse. But you can still vote. So it's important that if you have a preference, vote. If if you think people around you would have a preference, give them a nudge, point them in the direction. So
get involved,
see what you think.
Get involved. All you have to do is hit a button and your favourite sitcom could... We might get one problem on. I was going to say we might get a trophy made up, but that's not going to happen. So forget that. But, yeah, so the next time you hear from us, we're either going to do a midweek, we haven't decided yet, it depends how it goes with the vote, and we might do a midweek to announce the winners, or it might just be a case of straight on to the last of 16, but we'll let you know as we're, you know, on Twitter.
Yeah, if there's anything interesting to talk about, either in comment or in the way the voting's going, whether there's some group, if some groups are really close and really tight, that might be worth us having a little chat about, but we'll see. If it's just an easy two in each group, might be not much to talk about. What you will get next time from us, though, is much more opinion, in a sense that here's why we like this one. We're not going to say we think should win, or are we going to?
No, we're still going to not say we think should win, but we're going to try and do like the case for both sitcom. So let's say the round of 16, just looking at this now, let's say it's The Office versus Alan Partridge. We'll do 15 minutes on The Office, 15 minutes on Partridge, just a bit of background so people refresh the memories and stuff. Then whoever goes through from that, we'll have more sort of research on it. And as it gets to the final, that's when we'll, you know.
Yeah, so if they are your favourites, then definitely keep voting, because the further it gets, the more clips, the more analysis, the more review, the more banter.
Yeah, the more banter. Right, thank you for that, Liam, and I will see you next time.
Good night. Cheers, dude.
If anyone wants to get in touch with us, send us anything, find us on Twitter at livingwithmade1, or you can send us an email at livingwithmadeley@outlook.com.